Welcome to Colorado Traveler, a weekly peek at Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West, presented by Linda Duval, a Colorado Springs travel writer who has been exploring the world for more than 30 years.
Once upon a time, there was a little town southwest of Denver that served as the hub for a farming community. Founded by a surveyor turned entrepreneur, Richard Little, he named it for himself, Littleton. The town grew, Denver grew. Eventually, their boundaries merged. But Littleton has retained its own unique personality despite its becoming what is commonly thought of as a Denver suburb. Littleton has its own downtown, very different from that of the state capital. There are charming century-old buildings, but no concrete skyscrapers. There's traffic, but it wends its way through the landscaped streets at a slower and more polite pace. There are scads of great little restaurants, including Terracotta, which has excellent salads and sandwiches at reasonable prices, to several very upscale restaurants equal to anything you'd find in adjacent Denver. And Littleton is dotted with pretty parks for strolling or picnicking, and where kids can play. And though the edges of Littleton are home to a giant shopping mall and massive tech center buildings, historic downtown Littleton still has a small town feel. There are shops and businesses that cater to every need, yet retain the feel of that small town. The city's two stellar attractions are Hudson Gardens and the Littleton Historical Museum. Both of these attractions will make you feel as if you're very far from any city. Hudson Gardens was the dream of Colonel King and Mrs. Evelyn Hudson, who in 1941 purchased 5 acres on the banks of the South Platte River along a dirt road now called Santa Fe Drive. For 20 years, they operated the Country Kitchen, which became nationally famous for its fine food. The couple devoted themselves to making Littleton the prettiest city around, planting numerous trees and flower beds. As the garden property grew eventually to 30 acres, it was turned over to a foundation to perpetuate their vision after they were gone. Today, Hudson Gardens offers lavish floral displays from a stellar rose garden with a fountain to a pond dotted with blooming lily pads. Birds and butterflies flock here. Visitors meander the paths along the daylilies and hollyhocks, stop to admire an outdoor miniature train setup, or just sit on a bench under a shade tree. It makes you want to pack a picnic lunch. Check them out online to see their event schedule, including a summer outdoor concert series. Another urban oasis can be found at the Littleton Historical Museum. Here you'll find a living history site with an 1860s homestead farm and a turn-of-the-century urban farm. Both include authentic period buildings as well as livestock and living history characters to show you how cooking was done or horseshoes were made. Life was very different for us all in the days when you had to churn your own butter. If you're lucky, you might even get to pet a young calf and see other livestock, including horses, on site. Inside the museum itself, there's both a permanent exhibit on Littleton's history, with artifacts such as farm implements and fashions of the day, but also a second gallery with changing exhibits. Concerts and other public events also are scheduled here. At the museum, pick up a guided walking tour of downtown to learn more about the Denver and Rio Grande Depot, the Carnegie Library, the 1907 courthouse, historic churches, noteworthy businesses, and the homes of early influential residents. And be sure to visit the town cemetery, where its most famous occupant is the Western legend Alfred Packer, the Colorado cannibal. In short, historic Littleton may no longer be a little town, but it doesn't feel like a big city either.
Linda Duval is the former travel editor for the Gazette, a freelance travel writer and winner of several Lowell Thomas Awards. She's the co-author of Insider's Guide to Colorado Springs and writes a local website, Pike's Peak on the Cheap.